You know what's worse about being invisible? Being visible to the wrong people. It's like throwing the world's greatest party, but inviting everyone who hates parties. Or putting up a billboard in the middle of the desert. Sure, you're visible, but to who? And that's exactly what many B2B companies are doing with their marketing right now. Showing up everywhere, but connecting with no one.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Podcast. Here's your host, Michael Baczynski.
Welcome back, Buzzworthy Entrepreneurs. I am your host, Michael Baczynski, but you, my friends, can call me Buzz. And today we're tackling what might be the biggest pain point I hear from clients, visibility. But here's the thing. Visibility isn't just about showing up in more places, more often, or whatnot, right? That's like trying to solve hunger by ordering everything on the menu. Without a strategy, you're just creating expensive noise. In today's episode, I'm going to show you the three essential elements that create profitable visibility in your marketing. These aren't just theoretical concepts. These are battle-tested principles I've used with over 1,200 companies to help them get seen by the right people in the right places at the right time. And the best part? You don't need to be everywhere or spend a fortune to make them work. The other day, a business owner came to me and said, Buzz, we need more leads. When I asked about their current marketing efforts, they started listing off everything they were doing. Social media posts, email newsletters, blog content, paid ads, you name it. They were doing it all, but the leads weren't coming in. Does this sound familiar to you? Here's what most marketing gurus will tell you. You need to post more frequently. You need to be on every platform. You need to spend more on ads. But throwing more money and effort at visibility without strategy is like trying to fill a leaky bucket by adding more water. You're not solving the real problem. Let's break down the three dangerous myths that are probably costing you money right now. Myth number one, we just need more leads. Imagine your business like someone in the iconic TLC song, Chasing Waterfalls. You're hustling hard, you're running after every lead, and hoping that sheer volume will get you where you want to go. But like the lyrics warn, don't go chasing waterfalls, because here's the real catch. Those impressive looking leads are often just reflections of what you truly need. They are just mirages in a high volume flow. Myth number two, we need to offer more services. This is what I call the Swiss Army knife syndrome. Many of you are trying to be a Swiss Army knife for every client, tackling every problem in sight. But here's the catch. In trying to serve everyone, you end up being the tool for nothing special. This leads to slow growth and frustrated clients who can't see the unique value in your services. Then there's myth number three. We just need a stronger social media presence. While visibility is crucial, social media is often seen as a magic bullet to generate growth, and it's frequently over-prioritized by B2B marketers. In reality, social media should support a strategic marketing plan rather than being the centerpiece. The underlying issue is typically a lack of focused positioning or clarity in messaging, which affects visibility across all channels, not just social media. Now, I know what some of you are thinking, but Buzz, if these are the myths, what's the real answer? Well, the truth is, there are three core culprits lurking behind most visibility issues, and they run deeper than just marketing tactics. First, let me tell you about the most devastating culprit behind poor visibility, the one I just mentioned, the Swiss Army knife syndrome. I can tell you this is the most common mistake I've seen working with service-based businesses over the last 20 years. Picture this. You're in a meeting with a potential client. Conversation is flowing, you're building rapport, and then they mention a challenge their business is facing. Even though it's not quite your wheelhouse, you hear yourself saying, oh yeah, we can help with that too. It feels good in the moment, right? You might even walk out of that meeting feeling like a hero. But here's the dangerous part. Each time you do this, you're adding another blade to your Swiss Army knife of services. Before you know it, your business card might as well read, "We Do Everything LLC." Your website looks like a 12-page diner menu, and your elevator pitch needs an actual elevator ride to get through the whole thing. I know, because we used to do it. There was a time when my company literally had a Swiss Army knife as an icon, or not an icon, a picture of a Swiss Army knife on the business card. So I've lived through this. This isn't just rhetoric, guys. Now, and I've seen other business owners defend this approach too. They tell me, "Buzz, it's today's market. You need to be flexible. You need to offer more to make more." I get it. I really do. In fact, I spent the first 13 years of my entrepreneurial journey thinking that this the exact same way. And you know what it got me? Entrepreneurial poverty. You see, when you try to be a Swiss Army knife for every client, tackling every problem in sight, something insidious happens. In trying to serve everyone, you end up being the tool for nothing special. This leads to slow growth and frustrated clients who can't see the unique value in your services. Here's why this kills your visibility. When you try to be visible to everything, you become visible for nothing. It's like a restaurant trying to be the best Italian place and the best sushi spot and the best burger joint in town. You've been to one of those. You know it's never good, right? Not only is it exhausting, but it's also impossible to market effectively. Your social media becomes this confused mess. Your website tries to speak to everyone and ends up speaking to no one. Your referral partners can't even explain what you do best. And here's the real kicker. This approach doesn't just hurt your marketing. It destroys your profit margins. Every new service you add requires new expertise, new systems, new training, the works. You're constantly reinventing the wheel and your efficiency plummets. Meanwhile, your perfectly profitable prospects, the ones who would pay premium prices for your core expertise, they can't even find you in all of the noise. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have a depth in your offering, but what you lead with should be concise and focused on the biggest problem you solve. You can offer depth once you have established a relationship and are solving the next problem on your existing client's list. Now, let's talk about the second culprit. And this one might surprise you. It's a lack of clarity on what I call the perfectly profitable prospect. Now, I know what you're thinking. Here we go, another ideal client avatar exercise. But hold on, because this is different, and I'm going to show you why it matters more than anything else in your visibility strategy. Let me take you back to a conversation I had with a law firm owner. Let's call her Sarah. She was frustrated because her marketing wasn't working. "Buzz," she told me, "we're doing everything right. We're on every platform. We're creating content. We're running ads, but we're not getting the right clients." When I dug deeper, I discovered something interesting. Sarah's firm was taking on every small client that came through the door. Employment contracts on Monday, trademark disputes on Tuesday, real estate deals on Wednesday. You get the picture. They were so busy being everyone's lawyer, they forgot to be somebody's perfect lawyer. Here's where most businesses get this completely wrong. They focus on who they can serve instead of who they should serve. It's like being at a networking event where you hand your business card to everyone in the room instead of having meaningful conversations with the three people who could actually become valuable clients. The difference between what is commonly called the ideal client profile and the perfectly profitable prospect profile, or what we call P3P, is game-changing. An ICP focuses broadly on the types of clients that align with your capabilities. But a P3P, that's about identifying clients who not only fit your service capabilities, but also meet three crucial criteria. First, they need what you offer. I mean, really need it, not just nice to have. Second, they have both the means and willingness to pay what you're worth. And third, and this one's the most people miss, they will respect your expertise throughout the process. Because let's be honest, the last thing any of us need is another PETA client, right? Let me show you how this transforms Sarah's firm. Instead of targeting every small business under the sun, we helped them focus on high growth tech companies who needed ongoing legal counsel. These clients valued long-term partnerships, had the budget for premium services, and respected their expertise. The results? Their profit margins shot up, their revenues stabilized, and their team finally had the bandwidth to become true experts in their niche. So while you can start with an ICP with building your marketing strategy, I don't think it is wise to expand your strategy until you have identified your P3P and successfully aligned your marketing to attract those who desperately need your services, have the means to pay for them, and are willing to follow your lead in solving their problems, and are a natural culture fit for your company. Now let's talk about our third and final culprit, what I call invisible visibility. You know, the kind where you're showing up everywhere, but connecting nowhere. And this one hits close to home because I made this exact mistake in my first business. See, I had just launched my media production studio and was determined to make it successful. I was everywhere, chamber meetings, networking events, social media, you name it. My calendar was packed with coffee meetings and my inbox was bursting with follow-ups. I was visible, I write. But here's the thing. I was visible to everyone, which meant I was valuable to no one. At one point, I had a colleague told me that I was, quote, the Costco of media production, which made me a commodity, which, as you probably know, is bad in the professional services world. Here's where most businesses get it wrong. They treat visibility like a numbers game, thinking more views, more likes, more connections, automatically meaning more business. It's like a restaurant focused on packing tables with anyone who's hungry instead of attracting diners who love their specific cuisine. Sure, you might fill every seat, but you're working twice as hard for half the profit. I see this mistake cost companies millions in wasted marketing spend. They focus on reach instead of resonance, on quality instead of quality. And in doing so, they attract price shoppers instead of value seekers, tire kickers instead of serious buyers, and problem clients instead of perfect fits. Let me show you what I mean with a real example. I worked with a business consultant firm that was spending $10,000 a month on marketing. They came to me with a gorgeous website, active social media, regular blog posts, sponsorships, ads, the works. But when we looked at their conversion rates, something interesting emerged. Out of 100 leads, only 3 were turning into clients. And those 3, they came from referrals, not their expensive marketing efforts. Here's the problem. They were casting their net so wide with their messaging that they were catching everything except what they actually wanted to catch. They were visible to the startups who couldn't afford them, enterprises who were too big for their service model, and companies who needed completely different services than what they offered. Think about it like inventory management. Successful manufacturers don't just stock everything and hope someone buys it. They know exactly what their market demands, when they need it, and how much they're willing to pay for it. They are optimizing their production line for specific profitable products instead of trying to make everything under the sun. That's profitable visibility. The solution isn't about being everywhere. It's about being exactly where your P3P is already looking for solutions. It's about showing up with the right message in the right place at the right time. Instead of trying to be visible to everyone, focus on being invaluable to someone. So now that we understand the culprit to unprofitable visibility, you most likely want me to share the 3 keys that transforms random visibility into profitable visibility, right? Well, that's exactly what I'm going to cover next week. I'm going to show you exactly how to build a visibility strategy that attracts your perfectly profitable prospects like a magnet. So be sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss it. Until then, this is Buzz, reminding you that being boring, it's a choice. So stay buzzworthy.